Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by Golden Limousine. From the boardroom to the big house, Michigan rides on Golden.
We are back, folks, here from the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Ira, I know you are like the sports media police.
I'll take that as a title. I'd wear that as a badge of honor.
Sports media police. You kind of dissect the job.
They anger me and I talk about
the different commentators do. We also, one of the focuses we have is on former athletes that get into providing commentary. And there are a lot of guys that just by virtue of their position as former athletes think, well, you know, just because I say something, it should be. You know, I saw this. Hey, that guy is good. And that's the analysis, right? They give you surface level stuff. Or they present something like a trade with no basis. They just throw it out there.
Oh, so they're like New York sports media.
Like Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, well, he did spend a lot of time in New York, so there you go.
He spent a lot of time in New York. And so A-Rod.
This is your bad transition from talking about J-Lo and her TV show to talking about A-Rod here.
We know that the Tigers are, you know, they're shopping. They're shopping guys around. You know, mostly you're thinking about expiring deals. So J.D. Martinez, who obviously is a free agent at the end of the year, trying to get something for him before the deadline. Alex Avila, of course, veteran left-handed bat that's having a career year, which you might be able to get something for. And, you know, reasonable deals. So Justin Wilson has a reasonable deal. And a bullpen arm that is coveted by a lot of teams. Ian Kinsler, you know, were it not for his suboptimal performance this year. I mean, let's say it was last year. He had last year's stats this year. I think we'd be in a much different place in talking about Ian Kinsler. But these are all manageable deals. The deals that aren't manageable, like Justin Verlander, saying it's hard to shop them. Cubs went the way of Quintana from the White Sox last week and got an outstanding deal. Two elite-level prospects and two mid-level guys for a guy who was having a mediocre year. Who, you know, doesn't have the stuff of a JV. But JV is having a mediocre year, and JV, I think, is like 4 or 5 years older. And is making way more money, $22 million a year. 22, and then obviously that goes up. So compared to like 8 to 10. So 22 to 26, you know, compared to 8 to 10 or maybe 11 at its peak for Quintana. Under control for until 2020 for the Cubs. That puts you in a position with the Tigers where you know in order to move JV, if there are any takers, you're going to have to take on a lot of that salary. But at least JV is a free agent in a few years. At least his contract expires. I think it's three years for JV. Miguel Cabrera has mutual options in his contract in 2024 and 2025, Ira, for $30 million. I haven't seen a single soul, a single reputable source saying anyone wants Miguel Cabrera. So you have that albatross of a contract and the fact that Miguel Cabrera is having a pretty pedestrian year by his standards. He's hitting .267, 12 home runs, and 43 RBIs. He's not having a great year. But you know who A-Rod said he wouldn't be surprised if he's moved with that huge contract and those subpar numbers and a guy who's only getting older just like the rest of us? But he's already showing signs of that age. Yeah, A-Rod. A-Rod said he wouldn't be surprised if the Red Sox come after Miguel Cabrera. Says, quote, I've been watching Dave Dombrowski since 1993 when he took over the Marlins GM job, brought the championship to Miami in 1997. I would not be surprised. Now, this is just me, he said. But I would not be surprised to see Dave Dombrowski pull off a blockbuster and get Miguel Cabrera to the Red Sox. Now, that's going to draw a lot of questions. Well, Alex, why would Dave Dombrowski do so? Now, we know Dave is no stranger to taking on big contracts and trading away prospects. We know this, but why would he make this move? Get this guy. He said, well, let me tell you why, according to A-Rod. 6 years, $184 million owed to him. No trade clause, and they have the prospects in Boston and the resources with the owner, John Henry, to make this deal happen. So, I mean, does that tell you anything? This is the problem with some commentary from professionals. There's nothing here. It says 6 years, $184 million owed to him. Okay, the Tigers are going to have to pay it. It's not like he's not going to get it. If he winds up staying in Detroit, and why would Boston want to take on that kind of contract for a guy who's showing signs of wear, major signs of wear? Their payroll is already $216 million, second in baseball only to the Dodgers, and yet they're going to add to it with a guy who is clearly on the downside of his career with a contract that's just going to get worse with time. You're going to give up prospects for that. There are other guys out there that you can go get to hit 267 with 12 home runs that wouldn't cost you as much monetarily or in prospects. So I ask, what the hell is A-Rod talking about? I mean, where is this coming from? Now, if he's right, I will bow down and say I will kneel to the great insight of Alex Rodriguez. But this strikes me as a guy that has nothing to talk about. It's just pulling something out of thin air. They can't get anyone to take on Justin Verlander's contract, but someone's going to take on Miguel Cabrera's. Does that make any sense to anyone out there? Shouldn't make any sense to A-Rod either. And getting back to Justin Verlander, it is frustrating to me, the talk of his contract being a limiting factor. If you are the Tigers, it has got to be a part of any conversation. We will eat some salary. So essentially, he should have a $10 to $12 million a year contract to whoever is interested. And we'll eat the rest. Because look, let's assume that he's staying here. You're paying the whole freight for a guy who seemingly is on the decline. What returns are you getting from that? Let's say you pay half that salary and you're nurturing some prospects. At least you're getting something from that money you're paying. So it makes sense to say, hey, we will offset some of that money. So either they're not saying that, or the people that are doing the writing, you know, the beat writers aren't picking up on the fact that the Tigers are telling teams that. They should be if they aren't. They should be telling teams that. Because you look at, and I'm a bit envious right now, but you look at what the White Sox are doing. Anyone paying attention to what's going on down there in the Windy City? Now, the White Sox have a worse record than the Tigers. Paid attention to the standings? White Sox in last place. But the White Sox are smiling. See, the Tigers are in second to last place. Not smiling, Ira. Tigers not in a happy place. White Sox in a very happy place. You know why the White Sox are in a happy place? Because they spun off all of their commodities. All of their veteran commodities. All the guys that would fetch returns. They spun all those guys off. And you know what they got back? They got back a king's ransom. In return, when you look at the Chris Sale deal, which was mutually beneficial, the Quintana deal, then no Quintana, he 12 strikeouts last night. Ooh, Cubs made a great deal. They gave up two elite prospects and two mid-range prospects, and it might work out that it was a great deal for both sides. We will see. But Quintana, it was very mediocre this year. And he might be suffering, or he might be benefiting from, you know, that going to a different league bounce. But I think we're going to look up in about, you know, 3-4, at most 5 years. We're going to look up and look back And we're going to see the White Sox be back at top, back on top. White Sox be fighting for the division again. And we're going to see the Tigers around where they are now. Because all that money, they held on to guys. I said last year they should trade Justin Verlander. Last year. Now they're in a pickle. Now they're in a bit of a bind because he's a year older. Contract was the issue last year, but hell, eat money from the contract last year too. At least you're trading him a year younger and on the heels or in the midst of an outstanding performance. Second best career or year of his career. Now you can't give, it sounds like you can't give the guy away. According to Lynn Henning in the Detroit News this morning, Tigers haven't had serious discussions with anyone. Tigers never had serious discussions with the Cubs. There was a minor inquiry, but other than that, they never really got to talk in terms, prospects, or anything like that. So we have to face the hard truth. What if the Tigers only make one deal in this whole thing? What if they only move J.D. Martinez? Now, that'd be malpractice. They only move J.D. Martinez. At a minimum, they should move J.D. Martinez and Alex Avila. That should be a given. Justin Wilson should. You could be a little more judicious with Justin Wilson, but you entertain it because he is a piece that multiple teams. I mean, probably the most marketable guy because every team needs bullpen help. Who doesn't need bullpen help? So he fetches something good. You'd be able to pit teams against one another. Two at minimum. Justin Wilson. All right, you get rid of three of them. You're doing a okay job. Not just a getting by job. If you do anything more than that, now we're starting to say you have a little bit of skill there, Al Avila. If you can move JV, you shouldn't be fired. If he can trade Miguel Cabrera, that's enough to not get fired. That's enough to keep your job if you can move that deal. Move that contract. I don't think you can. I think A-Rod was just pulling something out of thin air. In which case, why the hell do you have a guy like that on television? People don't like him anyway. That'll do it for today's show. 9:59 on a Monday. Coming up next is Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Before we go, got to let you know, what beautiful day outside. I'm going to get out, go home, do some work, put up the story on Isaac Taylor Stewart. Then I'm going to get out and cut my grass. Perfectly manicured lawn because I have great equipment from our friends at Bullion Sales and Service. Now, for over 61 years, not only have they been selling the folks, the people of Washtenaw County, new equipment, they've been servicing your old equipment as well. So you want to keep your tractor up so you can give it to your kids. They have a tractor for 10, 20 years. You want it to still be serviced? You can take it out to Bullion Sales and Service where they have technicians and mechanics that have been on the job some 30 or 40 years. You walk in the store, you want new equipment, they hold your hand through the whole process, asking you the right questions and not upselling you. You can find them at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. Thanks for listening to the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK of the Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.